From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, ahead of this week's summit between President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing, the U.S. Treasury Secretary and the Chinese Vice Premier meet in Seoul to discuss last-minute details. Seoul's defense chief says South Korea will consider joining efforts to ensure freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. And labor negotiations at Samsung Electronics collapse as the threat of a general strike looms. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. Key U.S. and Chinese officials are holding negotiations in South Korea on Wednesday at the summit talks between President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung held back-to-back meetings with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent before starting last-minute coordination. Meanwhile, as he was getting ready to depart, Trump told reporters he's planning to have a long talk with Xi about the war in Iran. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Well, I think, number one, we're going to have a long talk about it.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he will have a long discussion with Chinese President Xi Jinping about the war in Iran. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday ahead of his trip to Beijing, Trump nevertheless claimed he won't need Xi's help in dealing with Tehran.
Do you think he needs to intervene at all with the Iranians?
I don't
think
he
can help
in
any way?
No, I don't think we need any help with Iran. We'll win it one way or the other.
While the war is damaging his approval ratings at home, President Trump has expressed frustration with Beijing for failing to use its economic leverage over Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
The most important thing by far is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
What about the pressure on Americans and prices right now?
Every American understands.
Ahead of his summit talks on Thursday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng were holding last-minute negotiations in South Korea. After visiting President Lee Jae-myung in his office Wednesday, the two officials met in a VIP room at Incheon International Airport. Trump is set to arrive in Beijing Wednesday night for a three-day state visit, 9 years after his previous visit during his first term in office. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has met with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng, who are visiting Seoul to fine-tune views on the agenda for the U.S.-China summit. Lee met with the two officials Wednesday, a day ahead of the summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Presidential spokesperson Kang Yu-jung said that upon meeting with Bessent, Lee stressed the need for their countries to further strengthen bilateral cooperation and supply chains for critical minerals and the foreign exchange market. Bessent, for his part, agreed with Lee on the need for stronger bilateral cooperation and said that thanks to Lee's leadership, South Korea is demonstrating a remarkable performance in growth and stocks compared with other countries amid difficult conditions, including the Iran war. In his meeting with He Lifeng, Lee vowed Seoul's best efforts to help His negotiations with Bessent proceed smoothly, stressing that the advancement of U.S.-China ties will promote the development and prosperity of countries around the world. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek says he's told his U.S. counterpart that Seoul will review the possibility of making phased contributions to Washington's initiative to restore safe passage in the Strait of Hormuz. Speaking to reporters at the South Korean Embassy in Washington on Wednesday, An said that's the position he communicated to U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth during their meeting the previous day. Eileen Cahill has more.
An sat down with South Korean reporters in Washington on Tuesday, having met with U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth the previous day. An said he told Hegseth that South Korea would participate in the initiative as a responsible member of the international community. The minister suggested joining the efforts in phases, possibly starting with a public statement endorsing the initiative and continuing with other actions such as dispatching personnel, sharing intelligence, or providing military assets. The South Korean and U.S. defense chiefs held talks at the Pentagon on Monday in the wake of an attack on a South Korean cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz, which Tehran has effectively closed. The U.S. has since urged South Korea to take part in the U.S.-led efforts to ensure freedom of navigation in the critical shipping lane. An also said the talks covered the planned transfer of wartime operational control of the Allied forces on the Korean Peninsula and that Seoul and Washington will continue to discuss the timing of the transition. The Lee Jae-myung administration is determined to complete the handover by 2028, But recently, U.S. Forces Korea Commander General Xavier Brunson suggested the first quarter of 2029 as a more realistic target. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
National Security Advisor Wi Sung-lak says there are no grounds to determine conclusively that the aerial objects that struck the South Korean-operated HMM Namu cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz were drones. Speaking on Wednesday at a meeting with the Korea News Editors Association at the Seoul Press Center, Wi was responding to a question about the government's position after the United Arab Emirates characterized the May 4th attack on the 38,000-ton vessel as a terrorist drone strike. Wi said he has reviewed the statement from Abu Dhabi, adding that South Korea has not refrained from specifying the type of attack out of consideration for any particular country. He explained that Seoul has not identified the objects as drones because the authorities need to make a judgment based on the investigation results so far, as well as additional findings. He added that if they were not drones, they may have been missiles, and that multiple possibilities remain open. Negotiations between labor and management at Samsung Electronics on performance-based bonuses fell through on the second and final day of the talks mediated by the government. The two-side second round of mediated talks on this year's wage agreement at the National Labor Relations Commission in the administrative city of Sejong lasted 17 hours until 3 a.m. Wednesday, but generated no outcome. Choi Sung-ho, chair of the Samsung Electronics branch of Samsung Electronics Labor Union, said the union side declared the talks had failed after assessing a proposal reached during mediation had actually regressed from previous discussions. The union earlier declared it would launch a general strike starting May 21st unless its demands were met to set bonuses at 15% of operating profit, abolish the payout cap, and systemize the bonus system. The union leader said 41,000 workers have expressed their intent to walk out and that the number could rise beyond 50,000. Prime Minister Kim Min-suk has urged relevant ministries to actively support dialogue between labor and management at Samsung Electronics. The Prime Minister's instructions came during an emergency meeting of related ministers after the two sides' negotiations fell through early Wednesday. Kim said the government should closely manage the situation in consideration of the importance of the ripple effect on the South Korean economy. In an earlier message on X, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Gu Yun-chul voiced concern over the potential strike, saying the government regrets that the talks failed and will continue providing support to resolve the issue, urging both sides to keep working toward an agreement. Experts and government officials from South Korea and dozens of African countries gathered in Seoul on Wednesday for a forum on the partnership between South Korea and Africa. Hosted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Korea National Diplomatic Academy, the Korea-Africa Partnership Forum focused on strengthening cooperation under the theme of joint responses to global challenges. The forum came ahead of the Korea-Africa Foreign Ministers' meeting scheduled to take place in Seoul on June 1st and 2nd, bringing together foreign ministers and representatives from 54 Asian countries. At the forum, experts stressed the need for South Korea to deepen ties with African nations rich in critical minerals and energy resources amid rising geopolitical risks and supply chain disruptions linked to the Iran war. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.